McConnell told Northern Kentucky officials last week that an estimated $13 billion in government-wide savings could be achieved by repealing the 1931 Davis-Bacon Act, which allows for federal projects to pay prevailing local wages. Grimes believes closing several loopholes in the federal tax code, including exemptions for corporations that pay large stock dividends instead of cash, and one that incentivizes shipping jobs overseas, then the federal government could save about $75 billion. Northern Kentucky officials are skeptical of both plans. The impasse over the project's funding itself is in large part a reticence by area residents and politicians over the prospect of bridge tolls, which the General Assembly tried and failed to prevent during this year's legislative session. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.